they bring it, come in with his mules, with the harness on them, I guess you'd call them, the gears and things, they'd take them off and hang them in this room till they got ready to go back in a little house to wake the next day. Then to the side of that was something called a crib. That was another great big building, and you put your corn and stuff in that, and a shed on each side. See, everybody had plenty of horses, and you'd have side that would be closed in, like stalls to put horses in. And then, now, Marla still has a big barn out yonder, you know, that he's built since he's been here. The old one has fallen down. But he's got a big barn out there and has his office in the barn out there and has a telephone out there and a toilet and water, has running water in it.
That's really nice.
Out there at the barn.
It's a modern farm.
Yeah. And his daddy comes down here every day and keeps books and things out there.
What's the upper part of the barn where the
low?
Low. Is there any building or special part of the building used for storing grain?
Well, a long time ago they put the grain in the crib. It's called a crib.
Were there any other words?
Well, either a barn or a crib. They'd say, sometimes people would say the corn crib because they didn't put anything else in it but corn.
What do they grow around here?
You mean what they grow now?
Well, what did they grow a while back? Or what did they grow now?
This lane here is especially good for cotton.
And they must grow corn, too.
Oh, yes, they grew corn. And certain other kind of grains that they have started to use in now. Now, lots of soybeans are planted now. When we first met, I never heard of a soybean. They didn't have those. But Marla's made a big crop of soybeans this year and a big cotton crop. I don't know whether you notice the cotton out the window when you can see the cotton out the window. See the arm of the cotton field?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he hadn't picked all that.
Did you raise any animals on this farm?
Oh, yeah, we raised hogs and cows and horses.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about where did the animals graze?
What do you
call that?
Well, just called a pasture. The lane around where they would graze. Mm-hmm. Now we call where the horses out here now. Then the pecan, we call that the pecan grove because they planted pecan trees out there. But that is a place. There's three horses out there right now. And two of them belong to Marlon, one of them belongs to one of the neighbors. That he didn't have a place to put his, and his children come over here and ride. But that's where they do that. Then, way all down there, Marlon hadn't got any cattle on the place. Now, he got rid of all of his cattle and put in more cotton. Now, he's going to start back with cattle in the fall.
Well, did you raise any of the cows for milk?
Well, we didn't have a dairy. Now, you know, when they had a big hood, they'd call it a dairy. But until my husband passed away, I never bought any milk or butter anything in my life. We just milked a cow.
Oh.
Your servant. See, you had plenty of servants. You didn't have to pay what you do now. I never cooked three meals in my life.
Did you use the word dairy for...
A dairy is where you put milk cows to sell milk.
Oh.
There were dairies and have been for years. People would ship milk to Montgomery.